Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Very important broadcast lined up for you today, obviously. It is October 9th, 2006, and North Korea yesterday, on Sunday, tested a A-bomb or hydrogen weapon of some type. No one's really sure. And at first they claimed it was a small device. Now it's being reported by the Richter scale readings via Russia and China that it was actually much larger. And I thought that we should not just report on this in a vacuum, but go back over the fact that our government consistently armed North Korea, not just with the fissile material, not just with the reactors to get the fissile material, but the enabling technology, the centrifuges, the missile components, the guidance systems. Oh, the police are going to pull you over on the side of the highway in Nebraska or Ohio and say, we want to search your car. And you'll say, why? Well, it's a new age, 9/11, everything changed. And, of course, that police officer doing that doesn't know that his own government carried out 9/11. That police officer doesn't know that his own government leaves the border wide open. Maybe he's starting to learn. He doesn't know that they've armed North Korea. He doesn't know that criminals have hijacked the country. But there it is in plain view, as usual, our government building up and funding the best enemies money can buy. And so that's why when a police officer wants to search my car, I laugh at them. If they bring up the drugs, I say, I don't use government products. I don't carry government products. I've actually said this to police. I don't use what your bosses ship in. I go, come on, you know the government ships most of them in, don't you, with their allied banks. All right, I'm already digressing here just a minute or two into this transmission against tyranny. We will go over all of the latest North Korea news. And there's been a lot of big new developments, of course, with the pervert scandal with Foley. The Republican spin machine has been caught lying. Foley has been caught lying, and this really could damage them to a great extent. It could bring them down, which puts Cheney and Bush and the rest of them in an even bigger corner, makes them that much more dangerous. And now the wild card of North Korea, one of many wild cards, but one of the ace cards of the wild cards, very, very dangerous situation, is this psychopath. He is a psychopath, Kim Jong-il. The hereditary dictator of North Korea is running around threatening to nuke everyone, threatening to nuke Japan. Japan is totally scrapping their previous constitution of non-aggression. They're going to preemptive. They, of course, have covertly been building a large nuclear arsenal for at least a decade. That's in the major weapons publications like Jane's and is confirmed. And so they're coming out of the closet with their weaponry. China's openly threatening to invade Taiwan. Russia, Putin's having journalists killed left and right and building up their new Topol-M missiles and rearming and expanding their military again. The red stars, the hammer and sickles, have been slapped back on their entire military forces. Our media says it doesn't exist. Again, 30 million illegals are openly calling for a reconquista and the breakdown of the U.S. The North American Union is forming. The United States is dying. The dollar is plunging in value. And the average American has no idea of what I even just said. I don't mean you, the listeners, but the average American is the most uninformed. I don't want to say stupid, just focused on mindlessness. So, for the average American, keep reading your Hollywood pages. Keep stay on your Weight Watchers and go to the ball game and enjoy all that's flowing forward. We'll be right back with all the news. It's massive. Stay with us.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, there have been big, new, important developments on the Foley situation. There have obviously been gigantic, colossal, geopolitical 10 on the Richter scale, seismic events politically with North Korea testing what looks like it was some type of medium yield hydrogen weapon. I mean, they're saying it's a hydrogen bomb, but others are saying it's an A-bomb. It doesn't matter. We know that Kim Jong-il for a decade has had at least one bomb. I remember the assessments 5 years ago saying six weapons. Now they're claiming he has enough material for seven. That's our government, our criminal government, playing down the threat of North Korea, who hit us with a missile in 2000. We were hit. The United States was hit by a missile 6 years ago. It was not carrying a warhead. It was a Taipong Dong 2 experimental. It broke up on reentry. But fragments of the missile were recovered by the Army. We know Army helicopters went and retrieved it in Alaska. We were hit by the missile. The missile came in. Its reentry MIRV, supposedly, even at that time, they had a primitive MIRV technology. That's the multiple reentry device systems. And it came in and broke up, though, and it's incredible. We were hit by a North Korean test missile. It's outrageous. And that was kept real quiet because the neocons even then, who were already manipulating and controlling much of our government even then, I mean, it doesn't matter what administration it is, it's the same New World Order crowd, were planning to go into Iraq, were planning to go into Afghanistan, were planning to attack innocent countries that have done nothing wrong. And you can't really do that if, you know, a country's firing test missiles at you, they're threatening to nuke you, and then you ignore that and you go attack a country that's done nothing to you. So it's always been kept real quiet. It was in Japanese and North Korean and South Korean papers. It even came out in some Russian papers, the test missile. But it's been kept quiet here. And we've done big reports on it over the years. So I'm already digressing. There's so much data. Let me just attempt to calmly go through the North Korean situation. And then some will say, why are you going to even talk about Foley when this is going on in North Korea? Because the Foley scandal ties into it. The Foley scandal is threatening to bring down the Republican leadership in the House, and now it's leaking into the Senate because it's system-wide in the legislative branch. There is a pervert guild in control of our government. How many years have we told you this? The evidence is mountainous. It's a cornucopia of mainstream news of underage call boys and porn stars and late night hooker visits and the male hookers with the underage ones in tow, you know, 14 to 16, running around stealing Dolly Madison's plates, you know, worth millions of dollars. I mean, this is getting insane. That was in the late 80s, 89, and then now the Jeff Gannon porn star, male madam, and hundreds of late night visits with, I mean, I guess at least these guys are 25, 30, 35 years old. I guess they've stopped bringing the 14-year-olds in. But the Republican taste, folks, is for men. Democrats tend to be like women. I don't know. It's just so crazy. I don't know. I can't believe it. We're in so much trouble. Of course they're blackmailed. Of course England and Israel and Russia and China and everybody else is blackmailing us. We're a joke, folks. We're totally wide open. There's mass looting going on. Trillions missing from the Pentagon. And they're just militarizing the police and building FEMA camps. And we're in deep trouble. You better hit your knees and pray for God to wake up the average person in this country and to turn this around and give us a reprieve like Nineveh got. All right, but again, I'm digressing already. It is an important story because it puts the neocons up against the wall. It puts the neocons in a corner. And you've got Iraq falling apart, even worse than what they'd originally planned. You've got Afghanistan falling into disarray and civil war and warlords killing each other and our troops. You've got the economy sputtering and tottering while the media propagandizes and tells you how great it is. You've got, at every level, things are unraveling right now. And they, in this Ponzi scheme, either a Ponzi scheme gets bigger or it implodes. And people keep saying, well, what's a Ponzi scheme? For those that don't know, a Ponzi scheme is where you tell people, I've got this great investment. I've got this great startup company. And it's normally something like Enron in a better case, at least something real is being traded, but in some cases it's fake real estate, mining stock, whatever. And you take in money and you've got some seed money for your scam. And so you pay those first three or four investors back 20, 30, 40% that first year. And they run off and tell all their friends at the country club or at church, my gosh, I made a 30% return on my investment in the first year. So now instead of 20 people, you know, 1,000 show up. And then that's when the scam starts. You then pay them maybe 10, 15%. They run and tell everybody else how great it is. But as the Ponzi scheme, the pyramid scheme builds, you've got to be bringing in more to pay off the last wave that's smaller. And at a certain point, you know, the thing gets so big that it starts teetering and smoking and sputtering, and you've got to basically run to Spain or Switzerland or Mexico or wherever you go with the $100 million and hope they don't indict you. and you get a million people left holding the bag. And sure, the first 100,000 that invested, they got a good payoff on the Ponzi scheme, on the multi-level marketing scam. And so that's how global government works. That's how currency scams work. From 1913 until the 1970s, you had a tripling of the money supply, roughly. And then from the 1970s to the late 80s, you had a doubling. And then from the late 80s until the late 90s, you had a doubling. And then from 1999 until 2005, you had a doubling. So it takes 30, 40 years to get a doubling, another 30, 40 years to get a doubling again, and then it takes 10 years, and then it takes 5 years. And now Bernanke, the new Fed chief, saying he's going to double in 2 years, and for the first time since 1913, they make the M3 money supply secret. And they're not releasing the data. They said, we're going to double it, and they made it secret. So it could be a quadrupling. We don't know. See, here at the end, it's just like Germany. Where finally it was doubling every week, every day. See, we're now entering that area of the equation. And it's the same thing with the war. With the war, things aren't going well in Iraq. Well, if you read the Israeli and U.S. war plans, it was never meant to go well. It was meant to fall apart, and then they leverage into the next theater conflict, have a national draft preceded by a huge terrorist attack or global catastrophe, and then police state domestically, and then millions of people are drafted, and then, oh, don't worry, we can then win the war. You see, it's all about winning. Oh, we can't pull out. It's like a gambler. They've got the American people like at the casino going, well, I'm behind $10,000, and I just better go ahead and mortgage the house because I know I can get back in there and get my money back. It's this huge spinning hurricane vortex, order out of chaos we've been sucked into here. And I mean, it's scary, folks. I was exhausted last night. I went out to the country, out to our ranch. Didn't have any news cameras there posing as a cowboy, but I did enjoy myself. I like cutting down trees and chainsawing out roads where trees have fallen across them, and ride around on four wheelers, do stuff like that with the family. My children just loved it. Fishing before it gets too cold, stuff like that. And I got home last night really tired. And I couldn't go to sleep. I just, melancholy, a chill. I just laid there in the bed with the light on for about an hour and a half, just thinking about how serious this is. And thinking about how, I wanted to tell the audience this, and we'll go to break, and I promise we'll go back and detail monotonously, but it's very important, all the different facets of the North Korean situation, very serious, and how the Foley situation ties into that, the Foley firestorm. But I just wanted to, last time I almost got up and wrote notes of what I wanted to say, and then I went to sleep, and I just remembered I was thinking about this last night, wanted to say it, and I can't really remember how to phrase my words or how I want to put it. My frustration is that I know I'm not perfect, and I'm not perfect in my analysis or my delivery or the way I even come across or the things I do, but at least I'm standing up and doing the best job I know how. And at least we try to give you the best information. I mean, I think we do a pretty good job most of the time. And my frustration is that I don't do, some of the things I wish I knew how to do. I don't even know what I'm trying to say to you, the listeners. It's just that these are the times that try men's soul, as one great statesman said, or was it a writer? And I don't know. I'll think about it during the break and try to codify my thoughts again, recodify them, reconstitute them, and go over it, because it is important. It is important. And I think at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter if we're perfect. It doesn't matter if our delivery's perfect. It doesn't matter if you've got all the answers. You know something's wrong, and you know we're going in the wrong direction. And all of us together have to stop worrying about being perfect and just worry about getting out there on the field and taking action at this critical juncture, this critical crossroads in world and human history. All right, we come back. We're going to North Korea. And then later it was so clear last night, and right now it's not clear. So later I'll get into that.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
I was going to have the liberal law who does the World War IV report to debate me today about 9/11 not being an inside job. But I just told my producer in there to fire him out the airlock, as we say around here. I'm canceling. I may even cancel the guests we've got in the third hour, or we'll just push them back and have them on for 30 minutes, because I want to give you a chance to respond to all the different crises. You know, the government's saying terrorists are about to hit us any minute. Oh, Al-Qaeda's about to strike. It's guaranteed. They've snuck nukes across the border. Give up all your liberties. Oh, we've got to go into Iran. Oh, we've got the aircraft carrier stage. We're ready to attack. North Korea's testing nuclear weapons. All of this is happening. All of this is going on. You throw into the mix a midterm election, compacted with Foley running around, and now it's breaking through to people like Dennis Hastert, who we'll be talking about. Dennis Hastert and his chief of staff would live together. It's very conservative. No big deal, though. It's very conservative. What's going to happen if the Christian conservatives in this country? Well, they'll probably say that men need to live together and you're of the devil if you don't. And I'll be a liberal because I'm a... All right, I got to stop it. I got to stop it right there. But I did just fire the guest out the airlock. I'm not trying to be mean. I apologize to the guest, but maybe we'll have him back on next week for the debate. It's always nice to have a debate about 9/11 and cream the other side. We have to import people who disagree to this broadcast. By the way, if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But and your calls are coming up later in this hour. Throughout the broadcast today, we're going to take a lot of calls. But let me now get into what's happened in North Korea. Let me just cover the news, and I'll get into analysis. North Korea has conducted a test, what would be yesterday afternoon here in the U.S., and, of course, last night or in the early morning hours for them. North Korea may conduct another nuclear test at Yonhap. This is out of Reuters, came out just about an hour ago. The chief of South Korea's intelligence agency told lawmakers today it was possible North Korea would carry out a second nuclear test. Seoul's Yonhap News agency quoted one member of parliament as saying. The lawmaker also quoted Kim Sung-ju, head of the National Intelligence Service, is telling a closed-door parliamentary committee meeting that unusual signs have been detected at North Korea's town in the afternoon. At a North Korean town in the afternoon, North Korea announced earlier in the day it had successfully conducted an underground nuclear test inside of a mountain tunnel. So now they may test another weapon. And it says that Japan has launched fighter jets. They're in the Sea of Japan, getting very close to North Korean airspace. Japan's defense agency on Monday deployed three air self-defense T-4 jets to check levels of radioactivity over the Sea of Japan and other areas following North Korea's announcement about its nuclear test. The agency's move to collect samples at an altitude of 10 kilometers as part of a Japanese government's effort to step up its monitoring of the impact of the reported nuclear test. Japan is now openly discussing abandoning their constitution formed under the government of Governor MacArthur back in the 1940s, early 1950s, a non-aggression non-offensive military pact. They are openly discussing abandoning that and, quote, developing nuclear weapons. And my intel going back a decade is that over concerns with North Korea, they began covertly developing nuclear weapons. And they've had a lot of bizarre nuclear spills that have been kept quiet but been in the Japanese press, where they've caught them in warehouses where there aren't even supposed to be any nuclear activities going on, what looks like nuclear weapons development and production. Now Japan is openly saying they may just go ahead and go public with those weapons systems. And obviously Russia, China, Japan have condemned it. George Bush has condemned the test. North Korea says it has conducted the test and, again, may conduct more tests. And when we get back from break, I want to go through this BBC headline. Khan gave North Korea centrifuges. Disgraced Pakistani scientist A.Q. Khan supplied North Korea with centrifuges and their designs, President Pervez Musharraf has confirmed. Of course, we knew this years ago. And who blocked the investigation of A.Q. Khan laboratories? None other than George W. Bush in 2001. And Donald Rumsfeld on the board of the Swiss company ABB back in 1996 with the transfer. So we'll let you know the details of who armed this enemy when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joe Lamas, many others, your calls are coming up in this hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. All right, let me continue with North Korea, then we'll go to calls, then I'll get into the compounded, it's like adding nitrous oxide to a race car, what's happening with this Foley scandal. That makes the politicians that much more cornered, that much more dangerous, needing some type of new distraction or diversion if this scandal gets to the point of endangering the administration. We know the administration, who are just high-level functionaries and servants, front men, figureheads, puppets, managers for the New World Order, we're going to launch a 9/11 style attack. That was in their own Northwoods plan. That was in other more modern documents. That's why I put the prediction out in July of 2000, months before September 11th. There would be a staged terror attack in the U.S. in the next few months because I could track all the different indicators and indices of what they were doing. But when you add into this the fact that they could be brought down because of their sexual pervert escapades, it makes it that much more probable that they will run some type of smokescreen. And they launched 9/11, I believe, prematurely. I think they were planning it for later, maybe even a year later. that they launched it prematurely because of the trillions missing from the Pentagon and that breaking big for about a day. Then they artificially suppressed it. It was still leaking out, and then 9/11 took place. But, again, side issue. Let's get back into the news. Let me just read some of what Paul Watson wrote about this today up on PrisonPlanet.com. North Korea nuke test derails Iran invasion. Has Rami's madcap dictator arming resulted in a blowback that undermines the neocon war machine? And that could be the case. I mean, North Korea could be genuinely trying to escalate into World War III. Kim Jong-il is a 4'9", Napoleon complex, hereditary, psychopathic dictator. Never a good sign when your president is the son of a former president. Never a good sign when the dictator is the son of the dictator. Oh boy, you're in trouble. North Korea's underground atomic weapons test is a wild card that could potentially derail the neocon battle plan to carry out airstrikes on Iran. Will the myopic hubris of the Bushes make them blind to the incompatibility of selling a war on a nation years away from nukes while another openly proliferates? Or could it just make the likelihood of a false flag terror attack more likely? Russia is now saying that the test was far greater than first reported, in the region of 5,000 tons or 15,000 tons of TNT. An upper limit which would put it on par with the bomb dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. It goes on, this would be 5 to 15 megatons. Reports concerning developments in North Korea's nuclear program are routinely absent the memory hold fact that it was Donald Rumsfeld, former non-executive director of ABB, that signed off on a $200 million contract to sell nuclear reactors to the Stalinist state in November of 2000. Has Rumsfeld's wanton act of chaos mongering resulted in a form of blowback that could eviscerate the entire roadmap of his administration? Or, I would add, could he have made a deal back in 96 that when they needed a diversion, old Kim Jong-il would light off an A-bomb or two? How does this test affect the global and domestic propaganda campaign to justify airstrikes on Iran? Mike Rivera, What Really Happened, reckons North Korea has put the screws to any U.S. invasion. Quote, it will be hard for Bush to sell an invasion of Iran because it might someday make nuclear weapons with North Korea definitely has them now. Bush has to attack North Korea before Iran, and who will support an attack on a nation that actually has nuclear weapons of mass destruction? That's right. You got to pick on some backwater that doesn't have the weapons while lying to your mindless population that they do. This makes a lone Israeli attack the more likely scenario in Iran, but there is no doubt it will be backed by covert U.S. support and a huge domestic distraction. Fox News seemingly welcomed the nuke test as beneficial for the Bush administration in that it was the only story capable of knocking Foleygate off the air. Never mind the tremendous implications of this. It's all about GOP politics all the time on Fox News, writes NewsHounds. And Fox continues, as well as AP, claiming that Foley is a Democrat. And, of course, they put in, ESPN puts in fake cheering at the Superdome in New Orleans 2 weeks ago when Bush Sr.'s there. I mean, we've entered total propaganda, my friends. The world has been made infinitely more dangerous due not to the sufficiently increased danger posed by Kim Jong-il, but because the Bush regime has to go to even greater lengths to sell an attack on a nation 10 to 15 years away from producing a bomb. The neo-fascists are more desperate than ever to manufacture a false flag event that can propel Iran back above North Korea in the fear stakes. Watch for a Rovian rhetoric to be shifted from Iran's pursuit of nuclear technology to their alleged support of terrorists in Lebanon and Iraq. Also, Israel is now coming out in the Jerusalem Post saying they think North Korea may have given or could give a nuke to Iran. So we better go ahead and hit Iran so North Korea can't give them one. That makes a lot of sense. Let's not hit North Korea. Let's hit Iran as if that could stop North Korea from giving them one, and then ignoring the fact that our own government ensured that North Korea got the weapons and the delivery systems, and then kept it out of U.S. newspapers 6 years ago when North Korea hit the U.S. with a test Taipong Dong 2 missile, hit Alaska. Unbelievable. Kim Jong-il may be mentally unstable lunatic, but he's not short of geopolitical understanding. He knows that the Bush war machine only targets defenseless tinpot dictators and leaves real members of the nuclear club alone. But his actions have greased the skids for a desperate lunge on the part of the Straussians, that most likely outcome being a huge attack on Jerusalem or Tel Aviv blamed on Iranian-backed Hezbollah, providing the Israelis with a UN mandate to retaliate. That would stifle the voices of enough critics to ratchet up the Armageddon meter one more notch. Paul's done a good report here. He links to some analysts that think they'll probably attack Israel. And I've said that's in the cards. Israel could get hit. The Temple Mount could get blown up and vaporized. And that would open the door for things to start moving ahead, wouldn't it? For the global agenda of the New World Leader who will save us from World War III. And that's what the neocons are saying. That's what the globalists are saying. Out of a world war, out of a final world war, they will get their one world government. And that isn't revelation, folks. That's the UN documents. That's the Rockefeller Brothers documents. That's the Carnegie documents. That's what the supreme grand commander of this crew said back in 1876, Albert Pike. And that's what they're setting up. And I don't know what the breaks will be. I don't know exactly. For those of last time I said that, I got an email. Said, "What does that mean? I don't know what the breaks will be." That's a pool term, I guess. Correct me if I'm wrong. But you know, when you slam the ball into the racked balls, you don't know exactly where they're going to go. Is my point. But we know that the ball is being hit. We know that it's already exploding towards the cue ball. Is exploding towards the racked balls. And the all-important eight ball that we're all behind right now. Boy, that is a really disgusting analogy. And by disgusting, I mean it's just the hyperbole is out of control here. But we are living in the time that tries men's souls, heaping cliche on top of cliche. Why stop there? I mean, we are in very serious times right now. And it just gets worse and worse by the minute. Bill Clinton ordered the FBI under W199I to back off Hamas, to back off Al-Qaeda, to back off AQCon Laboratories. George Bush reauthorized it in late January as soon as he got into office. That's been in the foreign news, BBC, Reuters. Ordering FBI to leave AQCon Laboratories alone, ordering the CIA to leave AQCon Laboratories alone, who gave the nukes, developed the nukes and the medium-range missiles to Pakistan, who in turn, through AQCon Laboratories, gave it to North Korea. Then Rumsfeld swooped in and gave them the reactors for the fissile material, i.e. the uranium, the plutonium. And now here we are. And the border stays wide open. But that's not going to stop a snot-nosed cop from pulling you over. And when you say, search my car without a warrant, well, you got to have a warrant. And they're telling everybody I've talked to, we're in a post-9/11 world. I need to look for drugs. Just come on. Tell somebody who cares. Go tell somebody else that buys it, okay? This government's totally criminal. The whole system's gone corrupt. And literally, my friends, my head spins trying to think of ways to express it. You know, I had a couple of people running my new syndicated show through MS Communications via Genesis Communications that I do on Sunday night from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And they had a new guy in there who, you know, just working the phones. And
And you got the fellow who runs the actual board. And it's actually three people up there last night. But, again, I always belabor it. The point is, I always give too many details. Doesn't matter. There's a new guy up there. And at the end, he says, you got a really entertaining show, but I think you take real things and exaggerate them, and just somehow I can't believe what you're saying. And I said, okay, here's all my news articles. You know, what do you not believe? Well, that thing about Google listening with microphones on your computers, I just can't believe it. And I said, but here's the Register newspaper. Here's Google's own website. See, these are hyperlinks. Using the microphones on your computer, they say they're going to listen to you. And he just goes, oh, they can't do that. I just can't believe it. And I said, but I'm not making it up. He said, I think you're exaggerating. Folks, I wish I was exaggerating. I'm not. And you can go read the article and find out I'm not. I don't have words to describe how Orwellian it is, how horrible it is, how bad it is, how far down the slippery slope towards total surveillance we've gone, that they just openly announce we're going to use microphones built into computers to use AI keyword recognition to just listen to everyone without a warrant, and private industry is going to do it, and they just announce it. I can't get over how big that is. But again, America, on average, is in denial. People tune in here, even a lot of our regular listeners, they go, well, he's right about a lot of stuff, and I listen, but, you know, it's not as bad as he says. No, it's worse than what I'm saying, okay? I mean, it's hard to believe that many of our world leaders like to rape and kill children, but they do. The evidence from the Netherlands and Italy and France and Germany and England and the U.S. is in. Mainstream article after mainstream article where they dig up all the dead bodies of toddlers, or they dig up all the dead bodies of women, and, you know, and the media will focus in on some independent group, some Charlie Manson group, some Jeffrey Dahmer group, but when it's an elitist killing, it's just, well, 12 skeletons were dug up of children on the royal family's property in the Netherlands. It's being kept quiet. Oh, that's the end of story. In Belgium, they supplied the children, the bunch of dead toddlers they found. It's admitted they were supplied to judges and the royalty. You know, I didn't make that up. That's true. You know, we didn't make up the army report admitting they raped children and they use acid on people in their orifices. Okay? I have trouble believing that as a normal person. I'm like, my gosh, there are people running things that pour acid on people. You know, I'm sorry it's so horrible. And I'm sorry, listen, I'm sorry that I'm just some, you know, somebody who just comes from farmer and roughneck and rancher stock from Texas, who found out about one world government 14 years ago, who got on the air almost 13 years ago, and who decided I was going to try to fight this stuff, and I can't believe what I've gotten myself into. And I'm sorry that I'm one of the big kahunas. I don't like it. I'd like to take off more time. I'd like to be doing other things. I wish I was more articulate. I wish I did a better job. I wish I was a better manager of my operation. I don't like the fact that it's fallen to me. Just like you don't like the fact it's fallen to you to fight this thing. And a lot of you say, well, I wouldn't do a perfect job, or I'm not a leader. Hey, listen, necessity. Necessity is the root of invention. Isn't that the saying? And it is. I mean, listen, you don't have a choice. You've got to be a leader. I can't believe the weird nightmare we woke up to. And you can try to live in denial and tell yourself it isn't this bad, and tell yourself it isn't scary, and tell yourself they didn't overturn the Bill of Rights two Fridays ago. But it doesn't make it so. It doesn't make the truth go away. And I know I come off as arrogant sometimes. It's not arrogance, it's aggressiveness. It's somebody who's sad about what's happening, and somebody who's upset about what's happening, and somebody who's freaked out about what's happening, gutting up every day for 3 hours, getting fired up to make myself focus in on all this. And I have a great frustration that, you know, when I'm off air, I can think about all the facets and understand the New World Order and really see it and have all these incredibly complex, important thoughts, and I get on air, and you try to put that information together with the speech. You know, we do a pretty good job. I'm not knocking myself. It's just I want you to know that you can't count on me to get the job done. All of you have to be leaders and get involved in this fight. We're going to go to break and come back, and I promise go straight to your calls. Before we do that, Google Video has responded and admitted that they did again last week delete the ratings for... We'll be posting their response. They did delete TerrorStorm's ratings on Google Video. And again, we're not here trying to win the poll at the Indy 500. It isn't, oh, I want my trophy. It's that once it goes into the top 100 and stays in the top 100, more people see it, and then the film can go supernova, like Loose Change and other great documentaries, and then we can turn this thing around and expose government-sponsored terror. But for a second time, Google admits they claim it's an accident, though. They're not doing it to other videos. They're doing it to TerrorStorm. Ask yourselves why. Get it on DVD at InfoWars.com and spread it to the four winds. It's on Google Video right now for you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even Limbaugh and Drudge are having to backtrack on their defense of Foley as more and more comes out. And believe me, this is just the first little inklings of a much larger scandal that we've been documenting here for years. And it's hard to believe that there's a guild of perverts working together that have seized control of government. But really, if you study history, that's pretty normal. It takes sickos who have horrible taste to go and do these type of evil things. I mean, people don't stop with just stealing trillions of dollars from pension funds. They don't stop with overturning the Bill of Rights. They don't stop with those types of crimes and sins. They sample them all. And so for normal people, it's hard for us to imagine and get our brains around this, and that's why we have been enslaved throughout history, because we're naive. So coming up, we'll get into that. A bunch of Iraq news. There's just so much today. I haven't covered half the North Korean news. We'll go to Job, then Lance, Scott, Casey, and who's in Mississippi? Lamas and many others. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I want you to know I got your back. As far as this Korean thing, though, I think it makes a horrible, terrible distraction. And I mean that in the scope and the magnitude, not the, oh, they're just bluffing. No, I don't think they're bluffing. But I think that we're being distracted from the real issues. I think we've got a bunch of tyrannical bullies in our government, and we need to take and fight back for our Constitution. Because if that goes, hiding in the corner isn't going to help. For God's sakes, people, figure this out. If you act more and more like a sheep, they're the first ones that get taken out. They're the ones, easy pickings. And there's a friend of mine, you know, God love him, but he is ignorant enough to think that if he just leaves the evil be and, you know, just goes about his business, they won't come for him. Oh, they're the first ones to go. The first. And meanwhile, I'm
they've already come for you in your water, in the air, in what they teach your children, in the society. But no one knows CPS is grabbing your neighbor's children because you don't know your neighbor. Nobody knows that cancer's up a couple thousand percentage points on average because people don't read statistics. People don't know that we're totally falling apart.
It's learned hopelessness. They want to make sure that we know there's nothing that we can do. And I talked about a Constitutional Action Day. I think some of the smartest things we could do is to get a bunch of petitions together and send them all to, like, Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, and I forget who the other congressman is, but get it on paper. We want a constitutional challenge to this H.R. 6166.
I agree. I appreciate your call. We need to repeal H.R. 6166. That's the House version that passed 2 weeks ago that Bush signed last week. We need to get that overturned and get that overturned now. And Paul Watson and I wrote a big article calling for that to happen a week ago. And it is imperative that this happen. But that comes through education. And you're right that on the heels of that passing, the Foley scandal broke. On the heels of it passing, we now have the North Korea situation. It is huge. This is the equivalent of the anti-1776. What happened, to be technical, I guess a week and a half ago? Not this last Friday, but the Friday before last. We need to make sure that this story has a life on the internet. We need to make sure the people are educated. We need to continue to write articles about it, to send emails about it, to make sure it's a front and center issue. All right. We'll come back in 70 seconds and start the second hour. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.